The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
To review the charts for the week of May 19th to the 23rd here with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. The review from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all about the things that will engage your brain or have engaged your brain over this past week. The usual scandals, the usual aggression, the usual politics, the usual hackers. And then there are a couple of things in here that I think will be worth Michael's time and our time together to discuss, because there are a couple of interesting sort of twists and turns, as there is in any week where there's good conversation, Michael. Agreed?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all interesting. I think it's all worth our time. Otherwise, why have it?
Why do it?
Yeah. I'll tell you something, Doug. Most of this is not worth our time. So let the people talk about it. Let's go out for a cup of coffee. I mean, the thing that's so beautiful about talk radio, and you and I have had this conversation almost every week now for decades and then beyond, is that it is a passing parade. And it does change. And it does evolve. And it's full of soap operas and twists in the human condition, and no clear-cut answers, but lots and lots of questions. And every time you open a door, it leads to other doors. It's pretty exciting. Should we go through the top 10?
Why not? I think that'd be an excellent idea. I wouldn't have thought I could come up with a better idea myself, Michael.
Okay, well then let's do it. At number 10, we have Mark Cuban's comments about prejudice and also the NBA and NHL playoff action. Lots of sports stuff that leaks into the general conversation. The NFL painkiller suit at number 9. At number 8, Thai military coup and NSA data mining policy. At number 7, we have U.S. versus Chinese hackers. At number 6, the 2016 presidential race and primary Super Tuesday. At number 5, we have a record number of Americans on disability. That's kind of interesting. Global warming controversy at number 4. Russian military aggression at number 3. Number 2 is the continued criticism of Obamacare. And the top topic of the week is the VA hospital scandal.
Yes. Do you agree? I know you do the research. I don't think that we always all agree that there's one. You have to pick one. That's one of the hard jobs you have at Talkers Magazine. You got to pick one. I would think that were I doing it, I'd have 1A, 1B, 1C. See, I think that NSA, the story about the mining of our information and the Chinese being arrested or not arrested. Well, they're indicted. And then you think about what we're doing in our country. I don't know who's taking this approach, but it certainly is an approach we're thinking about. I guess I do know who's taking it because I came up with it, and I've been thinking, you know, this old business about my country, right or wrong, do or die, all of that stuff. At some point, we have to look at that with a raised eyebrow and wonder out loud whether or not this isn't hypocrisy. We're going after Chinese for doing the same thing that our NSA does in triplicate. Am I right or not?
Well, are you right that we're doing the same
thing? Or maybe not right, but when you put it together, was it?
I mean, you brought up a wide philosophical spectrum there about my country right or wrong. Mm-hmm. Where do you draw the line? What you're basically asking is where does the individual draw the line in blindly supporting their country's policy and being critical of their country without being traitorous.
Uh-huh.
And that is something that's a concept, that's a conundrum, that's a balance that goes back to the beginning of time. It happens in families. You know, when do you support your family and when do you not? And you know, the old thing, you know, don't say anything against the family. This is something we're all faced with. And the key is to try to, you know, have goodwill. And you want your country to be on the right side.
Absolutely.
Of the issue.
Yes, you know? Absolutely you want the country to be on the right side. But more and more, it seems that we are overrun with hypocrites.
Well, we're also overrun. We're also overrun with a concept called "what's in the best national interest." Sometimes, under the guise of, you know, worrying about national interests, we forget about principles and a higher level of ideology. And you know, we all grew up as children in this country thinking that America stood for you know, the American way, justice.
Truth. Remember, right. It was Superman. He
right.
stood for truth, justice, and the look up in the sky. It's a
right.
bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. And then
well,
you run
that's
through
what
them.
That's what he stood for, and that's,
yeah.
what, and that's what America stood for. And then you learn that then there's this thing called national interests.
Mm-hmm.
And we are selective about whose justice, whose freedom, whose rights we're concerned about. And, you know, oftentimes I've said to you on this program, one of the problems I see is that we seek victory without seeking truth, that,
mm-hmm.
that it's no longer even a matter of finding truth. It's,
right.
you know, we don't want the Chinese to beat us.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're Chinese and we're American,
right?
And you know, the heck with everything else, and then we're really no better than anybody else. And maybe we never were,
yeah.
Or maybe
wow.
everybody else wasn't as bad as we make them. Maybe we just have to constantly reshuffle the philosophical deck and analyze where we stand as individuals, and then where we stand collectively. And this is all part of what talk radio could be doing. Unfortunately, a lot of it is not. It's preaching to choirs, and it's we're right, they're wrong. They're bad, we're good. We're victims, they're perpetrators. And that creates a certain mindlessness, and it sets the stage for tyranny. And
well,
wonderful.
Well, how else would you describe this is Memorial Day weekend? We're doing the countdown. We do it every week of the year, 52 weeks of the year. Michael and I get together to go over the charts for the previous week. This happens to be the week ending May 23rd. The VA hospital scandal, as Michael said, was number one. Why are we having this problem? What is there, especially this week, that would bring us around to understand how many of those who we celebrate, because that's really what Memorial Day is about, we celebrate the lives of the soldiers who have been lost in protecting our country's interests. Now, there are at least 124, 125 this year alone, according to the VA's own records, who have died not in service to this country, but because of being in service to this country, and things that have bothered them, hurt them, that couldn't get treated by an agency that's bloated, overrun. You could use that to, I suppose, describe any of the federal agencies. But at this point, it seems to me, and maybe this is an age thing, that these people deserve our full and fair and just attention, and they do not get it.
Well, we're doing something about it. We're talking about it.
What are we doing about it? We've been talking about it. It happened during Bush's administration. It started, you could argue, in the Clinton years, maybe even before that.
No, it's a long-term problem, but I'm simply saying is that at least we're talking about it. It would really be bad if we weren't talking about it, and for many years we never did.
Yeah.
And you talk about hypocrisy. You know, we celebrate the military, but we only do so on a very superficial level.
Yeah.
We haven't treated the returning troops very well since World War II.
Mm-mm. No, we World clap and we acknowledge and we say to people meaningless phrases like, thanks for your service. You think most of the people that are in the service, when they hear that, think it means anything? It's not. It's just it's a vacant phrase that, for the most part, means nothing. You may be sincere in offering it, but do you really think the soldiers take that seriously? I mean, it's nice to hear, probably, but who takes it seriously?
I don't know how to answer that. I think they do take it seriously. As to whether or not they should think it's sincere, that's a whole other issue.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it sincere?
Yeah.
Is it meant
well,
by the people who offer it?
Sincere, but I think they take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, what, you know, that means that every soldier believes that nobody cares.
I think a lot of soldiers...
Look at the level of depression.
Well, why would you have... Exactly. Why would you have an opinion that was different than that, knowing how many suicides there have been and how many people are being mistreated at the hands of the injustices of the country that they served willingly? They didn't get drafted. They said, I'll go serve.
Correct. So, yeah. So what is your point? That they're all
My point is that they are being misled in all too many cases, as to how they will be handled, and if they make too much noise about it, there are streams of examples of people who have been thrown out because they were whistleblowers, they've been dishonorably discharged, and get no services and no pension.
So do you believe that all these ads you see on TV, you know, be all you can be, you know, I'm learning a trade, I'm seeing the world, I'm becoming a man, I'm becoming a woman, I'm serving my country, you know, all of these advertisements for recruitment, you believe that they are all totally, completely misleading?
I don't think that you can ever say all to anything like this, but I think we have plenty to answer for when it comes to what we expect from these people and what actually are the results of their work, their labor. And I think that means that needs some more examination. We'll pause for a moment or two. Michael Harrison here as we count down the top hits in the world of talk radio.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. Responsive.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the conversational charts in the news talk radio world, the so-called political talk radio world. I guess it might be info talk, whatever. There is a lot of interesting and good talk in different channels, but because these things are all of interest and import when it comes to current events, that's really the focus that Michael and his team have. You can go to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com to get the list, headline stories, et cetera, et cetera, about things that are going on in the business. That's what a lot of people love to do. Before we get into some sort of side stories about some of these issues, Michael, let's go through the people list. You've gone through the stories from 10 to number 1. Let's go through the people that are on your list of researched individuals who seem to be top of mind this past week.
Yeah, the most talked about people. At number 10, we have Mark Cuban. At number 9, John Kerry. John Boehner at 8. Eric Holder at 7, Mitch McConnell at 6. Number 5, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Paul Ryan, and Jeb Bush, all tied at number 5. Number 4, Hillary Clinton. Number 3, Vladimir Putin. Eric Shinseki is at number 2, tied in with the VA scandal. And number 1 is Barack Obama, tied in with everything.
Well, isn't he always?
He's involved with everything.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to number 10, Mark Cuban, and the prejudice comments that seem to have made it toward the end of the week a very, very compelling conversation, not only in the news talk radio world, but also sports talk radio, because it involved the shadow that is presented by Mr. Sterling and his ownership of the team and what other entities and other sports ought to be looking at. And then basically coming down to the fabric and fiber of all of us, Michael. If I said to you, would you admit to being completely without prejudice? How can you be, as a human being, without prejudice? Who is that person?
Well, prejudice means that you judge things based upon past experience,
mm-hmm.
as does discrimination means that you pick and choose what you do based upon your knowledge and your history. You know, if you like apples and you don't like pears, you're prejudiced. You've already made your mind up that
right.
you're not going to have a pear salad. You're going to have an apple salad.
Mm-hmm.
So part of human intelligence depends upon a certain amount of prejudice and discrimination. The problem is, you know, when you start to play semantics, you lose sight of the issue. Of course we're all prejudiced. Of course we all discriminate. I mean, what Mark Cuban is saying is the obvious. The problem is, do we do so to hurt people? And do we, you know, like a racist. Everybody's a racist now. If you say a disparaging remark, you're a racist. That doesn't mean that you're a racist. A racist means that you think your race is inherently superior to the others, and it is in your interest and your race's interest to do everything you can to keep the other one down.
Well, let's take the case of the two radio hosts who got fired in Rochester this week for making fun of a city employee who had a transgender operation that was paid for by the city. There's one issue there. They didn't spend much time on it. Instead, they poked fun at people who had done the operation or had it done, and as a result of that, the graphic nature of the conversation got them fired.
Woman simply said, and I'm not defending her, but she said that people that do that are nutcases.
Yeah.
She called them nuts.
Yeah.
And the station let her go.
Yeah.
Let them go. They fired them and made a statement that we do not stand behind these hateful remarks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the story says it all, doesn't it?
Really, that's why Stern went, Adam Carolla went, and many other people who were controversial, but you had a huge following. But the big companies can't stomach losing advertising revenue and protests and stuff, so they give in.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's their right to do that too.
Yes, it is.
It's you know, people think free speech is the freedom to say whatever you want in anybody's soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
The person that owns the soapbox, it's their free speech, not yours.
Right. It's not free, in essence. All right. Michael Harrison, fascinating conversation as usual here as we look at the top 10 topics from Talkers Magazine.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like Toca Djembe drums for only $19, or Squire Stratocaster electric guitars for only $89, or a digital reference mic for just $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you. The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
We sing the top ten. Michael Harrison and I'm Doug Steffen, here every week to go through the top stories, some of the ancillary stories, the subject matter, people and their whims. And so I wonder if we could, if you've never probably thought, well, there are countdown shows that focus on music. So why can't we do the charts? We could sing Mark Cuban. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, but, you know, we don't sing as nicely as the as people like Bruno Mars.
Really?
Nobody would listen. I mean, nobody listens anyway, but this way we have a chance.
Please, what are you talking about?
Aren't you glad that you don't have to sing, that we don't live in an opera or an operetta and have to sing everything? Can you imagine if the world was like that? You and I wouldn't have jobs.
N-S-A. N-S-A.
You know, it's funny how you go to the theater and you suspend disbelief. You know, operas are amazing. Everybody sings, and you start to think it's normal. Mm-hmm. It, you know, we could have evolved that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could. It's really amazing how we take for granted the norms, the patterns that we get into as culture. But there's so many other ways it could go, and yet may go. And one of the frustrations about evolving into the future, we all want to see the human race evolve, but we become so connected, so dependent on the culture that we grow up in, that we actually feel that anything that changes it is foreign and, you know, inhospitable and anti-human, and we cling to the things that we know.
Yeah, and what we know often is based on what's reported in the so-called news media.
Yeah,
and we have all kinds of problems with that, one way or the other. All right, let's.
A lot of the problems we talked about earlier about my country right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that comes from bad journalism, where the journalists don't provide us with the right amount of information so that we can make valid judgments as to being true to our own conscience.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens because the people that are going to the schools are limiting what is being discussed. It's all one-sided. You see that, in a way, handled pretty obviously when how many commencement speakers this year were wiped out because of protests by profs and some of their students. And it wasn't a large number, but enough to affect whether Condoleezza Rice, for example, decided to speak. Then there was another speaker, and I'm trying to remember who it was, who came upon the scene at the last minute because somebody had been chastised enough not to want to go to do the commencement address. And it was something that was minor infraction, but yet students got onto the bandwagon and some profs did. And so like about 40 people were responsible for killing the presentation, and I can't remember the fellow was controversial, but I don't remember who it was. And then the another fellow stood in for him and managed to rip the school a new one, basically saying how foolish they were to allow the majority of students to allow a few malcontents and a few profs that probably shouldn't be on the campus anyway because they aren't probably very good profs. This guy's the president of a school. He took over for the fellow who wasn't going to show up and or couldn't show up or felt he couldn't show up. And he spent his whole commencement address denigrating people for shouting down everybody's right to speak his or her mind and for taking away the opportunity that people had to listen to this person in his or her point of view. And that's what's going on. That's what's on the radio. That's what's on the whole business about what is politically correct is a mania in our country.
Yeah, it is, and it stands in the way of progress and free speech. And it doesn't mean that everybody should be going around hurting people and that prejudice and that, you know, insulting and hate speech is a good thing. It's just that we have to be a little bit more judicious in our selection of words and describing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't just, everything is hate.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't hate you. I just disagree with you.
That's
hate.
Right.
I'm just being quick. When criticism becomes hate, then all conversation comes to a halt and all thinking comes to a halt.
Right.
That's the point.
I get email, you probably do every week, people who don't like my point of view. You should be off the radio. I'm calling the station and telling them to get you off. You don't know what you're talking about. Really? That's the way to handle it? Get me off the station. And I'm not even a controversial host. Imagine what is said in the name of right or wrong when it comes to the political talk hosts, the ones that are well known, especially whether they're national or regional
or
local.
That's the biggest threat facing our field at the moment,
mm-hmm.
is intolerance for controversy.
Right.
And controversy is what built talk radio in the modern era.
Mm-hmm.
Controversy is the foundation of freedom. It's the foundation of the marketplace of ideas. It's the foundation of journalism. So we have to, we cannot, you know, lose our stomach for controversy as a society, or we'll all be in peaceful, blissful, you know, total tyranny. And it's a very dangerous syndrome, very dangerous indeed.
Talkers Magazine, located at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is and Talkers Television. Every year, for as long as I can remember, Talkers has had a presence in June with an event. It's a one-day event that will take place, I believe, the 20th of June this year. And one of the things that's going on there, I'm going to have you go through some of the events, but I noticed that Joyce Kaufman, who has been on the radio in Southern Florida for a long time, is going to get the Humanitarian of the Year Award. And I thought maybe you would like to talk about the event itself and some of the things that are going on and how some of these awards, how you not necessarily arrive at who gets them, but, you know, there are fewer and fewer people doing this for a living. So it's harder and harder to find the good ones to get the awards. Is that
That's right. We have to find bad ones now.
We
find ones that are less bad.
Uh-huh.
Right. You know, but with Joyce Kaufman getting the award, there are a lot of people who hate her.
Really?
And think, they think that she's the anti-humanitarian because they disagree with some of her controversial positions. And I say to them, well, how much money have you raised for homeless veterans in the last year? I've got a number of letters from people who disagree with her politics. So, you know, she's a hateful, horrible woman.
I don't even know her. I've known who she is for years. I used to work in South Florida in the 80s, for heaven's sakes, and she was on the air then. I can't tell you. I remember what her politics are.
Well, Yeah, she's basically right wing, yeah. and that's fine. I mean, you know me. We support right, we support left, we support middle, because I don't think anybody is a demon. I think all of these are a natural part of a healthy discussion in a healthy country. But basically, the Humanitarian of the Year award is to a radio broadcaster who has demonstrated outstanding community service, charities, helping people, raising money, standing up for the disenfranchised. You know, going on walks and marches and raising consciousness. And
who are
and
some of the previous winners of this award?
Boomer Esiason for his help for childhood diseases.
Yeah.
We gave the award to Dr. Joy Brown and Dr. Laura Schlesinger for work that they've done with numerous charities over the years.
Right.
Sean Hannity won it for having concerts to help the families of veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Madison had it for going to Africa and helping feed starving people in the Sudan. It's an award for community and for people service,
yeah.
Something that a lot of radio stations and networks have forgotten is part of what makes radio great.
Mm-hmm.
Be a hero. We have the Freedom of Speech Award. We haven't announced who's getting that one yet. That's somebody who has done something to further awareness, consciousness, the operation of the First Amendment. You know how I feel about the First Amendment.
As far
as the event is concerned, I don't think that I don't want anybody to think that I'm promoting it because it's not open to the public. It's a small annual event for people in the radio business. So when you say I want to talk about the event and it's June 20th, it sounds like an invitation for a plug. It's not a plug. We're talking about it purely from the standpoint that the listeners might be interested in what's going on behind the scenes in the business.
Well, they get that by going to talkers.com,
right.
Which is now the website where you can find the info that we're talking about. Talkers Magazine is in there, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all kinds of industry news about what, in some cases, is a very important star nationally. Some of the local folks also get a lot of attention. It's all about the biz. And I think we ought to focus on it a little bit here because there is a controversy about, you were talking about Joan being a right of center host. Is she doing that, or is she more probably because she is right of center versus those who are left, who seem to be those numbers, the people doing the left liberal talk radio seem to be falling by the wayside in any number of markets, any number of ways. I think we ought to talk about that in a moment. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
When you buy a quality Serta mattress from Sam's Club, you'll sleep even better, knowing you got it for a fantastic price. Act now, because for a limited time, Sam's Club has a special buy on a plush Serta Queen set. Just $398 now through Memorial Day. Hurry in while supplies last for one sweet dream of a Serta deal at Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. Delivery available. See club for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
There's a place where past vacation memories are talked about and shared for a lifetime, where new experiences never disappoint, and where the only thing better than visiting is coming back again. Visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Exciting attractions for every member of the family. 60 miles of picture-perfect beachline will take your breath away, but leave your wallet happy. Affordability meets fun in Myrtle Beach, because you shouldn't have to sacrifice on vacation. Take a walk to remember down our nationally acclaimed boardwalk, and breathe the ocean's salty mist. Experience fun-filled water activities, oceanfront amusement rides, and golf courses that truly inspire. Immerse yourself in world-class entertainment, amazing variety, exceptional value. From coastal cuisine to true southern cooking, indulge every appetite with award-winning dining and the freshest seafood the coast has to offer. Visit Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Enjoy so much more for so much less, and leave with memories to last a lifetime.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here reviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, some of the media news, the industry news. We were talking a bit before about politics and the political talk radio programs because that makes up most of what the issue-oriented talk radio shows are doing. They're left of center or right of center. The left isn't doing as well as the right. Hasn't the right used to be happy to say, well, they aren't entertaining? I don't know if that's true or not. I'd rather have your take on the fall of the latest guy, and I don't know if fall is the right way of looking at it. Ed Schultz and I have been friends for a number of years since he was doing a local show in Fargo, and he then became sort of a Limbaugh-ish type representing the left of center. I always thought he was quite a bit of a populist, and I actually thought he was quite good at what he was doing. He's put his foot in his mouth a few times, but who of us who would do this all the time haven't done that? Yet he's quitting. At least he's quitting his Monday through Friday radio gig.
He's going to concentrate his radio efforts on the internet, sort of the way Glenn Beck has done, and of course he has a very big platform on MSNBC, which is television. So you know, Schultz will be okay. He also is a very, very busy guy, and I just think there's more to the story than a failure. I don't see, and I don't have the time to get into all the details, but let's just say in Schultz's case, his leaving terrestrial radio is not a failure. It's a choice based upon all the elements.
Yeah, because he had a lot of, he's very, most of the time, pretty even-handed. The trouble with a lot of these programs, Michael, excuse me, is that it becomes a, instead of issue-oriented discussion, a personality. This is what, here's the, this is what Ed Schultz said today. What do you think of that?
To use a cliche, don't get me started. Biggest problem facing liberal talk radio or progressive talk radio is really has turned into anti-conservative talk radio. Because we listen to what's said, what we do. I mean, that's why I'm here on this show now talking to you.
Right.
We're counting down the issues per hour monitoring of radio. And the fact is that if progressive talk radio carried out its mission, and that is to help the disadvantaged, to help the persecuted, to help the poor, to help the needy, to help the disabled. Just do radio to help people as opposed to put down other radio and other media. You will find a huge audience out there. The reason they don't do that is because Madison Avenue doesn't really want big numbers of poor people. Madison Avenue wants to sell big-time luxury cars, lots of beer to partiers, consumer electronics, and really, really tap into the same audience that liberals have been going after, which is the conservative audience. So conservatives have been preaching to the choir, liberals have been preaching against the choir, but they're going for the same choir, and there are millions of people in this country that need help, and radio is not helping them. Goes back to community service.
Yeah.
And if radio helps poor people, they get big ratings.
Yeah. Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. That comes from your years of experience and understanding what's going on in the medium. Talk radio is the medium. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com, where you can check out all the hosts that are on Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, as we've looked at all of the important stories this week, as we do every week at this time. Michael, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
After the hour. Focus still on what's going on in the world of talk radio this week. And in order for us to have an in-depth discussion of some of the legal ramifications of some of the topics that are here front and center, we always invite a gentleman who is the official lawyer. He gets me out of all of the jams. I stick my foot in my mouth, and he gets my foot out of my mouth. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. First, let's start with the VA hospital scandal. That's the number one item this week anyway on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. What, if anything, can people who are abridged, their rights have been abridged, what can they really do? Because you can't really sue the government, right?
No, you know, it started out the theory of protecting the government from lawsuits in a theory that's so old it was called sovereign immunity. You couldn't sue the king. However, you know, there is an interesting, very creative way if someone wanted to stretch it. There's a particular federal law called United States Code Section 1983, and it's very, very broad. It's deprivation of civil rights under color of state law or federal law. And here, what they could do, because it isn't just a matter of them being negligent in their actions, the kind of cover-ups are malfeasance. And here you can say the civil right that they're talking about is really your right to health care as a VA recipient. So there is, if you wanted to get a creative lawyer out there, I think you could have a very interesting class action, at least to get you into the court. And get your day in court.
Yep. All right. Well, can we look to you as the lead counsel?
Perhaps.
The Chinese hackers, the essence of what we've accused them of doing is what we're doing. And we do it big time versus whether they are or aren't doing it big time. We went after five low-level military people and look like, as far as I'm concerned, a bunch of hypocrites. What the heck are we doing here? We're charging them with what we do, never mind to our own people, but we chase around leaders, the heads of state, people who can be accessed as the NSA refines its programs. Who do we think we are?
Well, you know, here's one time where I'm right there with the government on this one, and I think the distinction, the fine distinction, and granted it is a fine line distinction, is that the NSA is doing these for national security purposes.
They're
not
doing
these for profit, and this is something where the Chinese government and the Chinese military are stealing industrial secrets, corporate espionage from our companies. So there is a distinction.
I think you're full of baloney.
That's all right.
I think that if you don't think that the NSA can be had for a buck by some of these, you look at the campaign finance reform stuff from the Supreme Court.
Ouch.
And how Citizens United and the more recent decision allows all this money into politics. You don't think these people inveigle themselves into the judicial process as well? Come on. I think you and I are both naive if we think some of the stuff the NSA is doing isn't going to Google or to Apple or Microsoft or who knows who.
The interesting thing that when it goes with this, Doug, Google and Microsoft probably have more information than the NSA does. I really think that.
Okay, so then under the circumstances, maybe there's somebody else who's been here, but I'm so cynical about this. I'm so sick of it.
I don't discount you. I disagree, but I certainly don't discount it.
Yeah.
And I think taking it back to the connection between money and government, which has totally been disrupted with recent Supreme Court decisions, it does strengthen your argument.
All right, 60 seconds on the NFL painkiller suit, number 9 this week on the countdown story list.
This is going to be huge. You know, this is the kind of thing that it's like the tip of the iceberg that we saw at first when we had the issues with concussions. This is going to be big and perhaps even bigger because it deals with more people. I spoke with an NFL player from 30 years ago, and they were talking about the way they treated the players. This is going to be huge, and I think it's really legitimate, and I hope they do expose some real hypocrisy within the NFL.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the hypocrisy is all over the place, and it's been pointed out when you get to the Sterling case, Mark Cuban and some of the comments he made this way. There's such hypocrisy everywhere. Whether you can adjudicate that, it remains to be seen. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law. Check out his website to help you out, to help you avoid scams. It's called Scamicide.com. Scamicide.com. He provides it as a service to people who are worried about all kinds of things, especially seniors. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Doug Steffen.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.